Y'all, let me... Ooh, Lord Jesus. I don't even know where to start. It's just... Well, first, let me say this. So, I've recently moved. I don't know where to start. I know that by sharing my story, I'm probably going to upset someone. But look, it's the truth. So... Whenever I meet someone, I tell them everything about me. I tell them all of my negatives. I'll tell them things that people said about me. I'll tell them things that I like to do, things I don't like to do. I mean, I'm very like, this is me. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent. Whatever, however you want to categorize it, this is who I am. Do you want to deal with me? Like, for real. Like, I laid out. This is me, right? And, you know, I'll be honest. In laying it all out, there was just like one person who was like, oh, that's just not me. It's only one person. All right, so like that person knew who they were. Everyone else lied. Either they're lying to themselves or they are clearly lying to me. And so we have this relationship and it turns to shit because you lied. You lied about this. You lied about that, like small shit, like shit that don't matter. But in the end, they realize that it really does matter. And what's amazing to me is that they don't even remember the shit that they said, right? Because it was a lie, so of course they're gonna forget it. But I remember that shit. I'm just looking at them like, the fuck? This is the complete opposite of what you said. Like, how is this even possible, right? And so, you know, like in every relationship, you compromise. You say, okay, well, all right, so this is really me, but maybe I won't do this as often as I normally do. I'll still do it, but I won't do it as often as I normally do. You know, just all kinds of little things, right? Just little things that you compromise on that, you know, it's really not all that important. But when you sit and you analyze all the little things that you compromise on, and then you realize that this person lied to you and they're not giving you everything that you need. They're not giving you everything that you need because they lied about what they were able to give you in the first place. So it's kind of like you're stuck, right? Like you're stuck, like you feel manipulated. You really do feel manipulated. And so it's like, what do you do? What do you do? Like, you've developed feelings for a person and it was built on a lie. Lord Jesus, it was built on lies upon lies upon lies. What do you do? Like, for real, what do you do? I don't know. I don't know. All right, so you know, like some of the things that, you know, like I compromise on, you know, like I told you, like they're minor things. There's nothing, you know, super important. But look, I don't like to wear underwear. I don't like to wear underwear. I really don't like to wear underwear. I got a, you know, a nice size ass. I do, I ain't gonna lie. And I don't have, you know, the biggest dick, but I got some stuff there too. And it shit gets tight. It gets tight. So I don't like to wear underwear. I don't like to wear underwear at all. I could go 365. I have gone years without wearing underwear. Got into a relationship. He was just like, can you, you know, and he didn't even realize that the entire time that we had been together, I wasn't wearing underwear. When I was like, oh yeah, I just want to let you know, I don't wear underwear. That's just how honest I was, right? And so, like, maybe a week later, he was just like, can you please wear underwear? Like, I should have known right then and there. This shit is fallacies. Just false shit. Just for real. I mean, I even said, look, you know, I like being in relationships where, you know, if I see someone who's attractive, I can tell you that person is attractive. He's like, oh yeah, that's cool. And then later, I find out in conversation that he's having with someone else that he actually doesn't like that. He doesn't like being in a relationship with. And so I'm saying, this motherfucker is a big ass liar. Like, what's the truth? What exactly is the truth? Like, he lies about all kinds of shit. Oh my goodness. I gotta, like, I wish I had, like, just written shit down, because it's, like, it's just so many different things, and all of it is just my, look, I'm gonna tell you, it's minor shit, however, all those little minor things, they build upon who and what I am as a person. Like, I can't quantify it, and I can't qualify it. I really can't. And you know, so I read this book. It was called The Velvet Rage. I don't know how I heard about it. It through Facebook. Someone on Facebook recommended that I read The Velvet Rage, and I read The Velvet Rage, and I was like, oh my fucking God, this is me, right? This is me, like, oh my God, this is me. And it wasn't even really, like, talking about relationship type stuff, but I was just so excited to, like, finally understand who and what I was. Like, you know, as a gay man, it was like, oh shit, like, I'm dealing with some shit, and I didn't even know that I was dealing. I mean, on a certain level, I knew that I was dealing with some shit because I had problems with my mom that, you know, I just kind of, like, acted like they didn't exist. But, you know, the shit that she did to me, in my opinion, my sister saw it completely different. But the shit that she did to me, like, it hurt so much that it still hurts today, right? So, like, if I'm having a conversation, if I'm saying, hey, you know, this happened to me today, and I'm explaining, and, like, you know, like, every now and then, there's a particular word that you won't remember. You're trying to remember it, and you say, oh, you know, when instead of saying the word, you kind of, like, sort of give the definition, and so then he'll say, oh, you mean such and such, and then, you know, he'll immediately start talking about what relates to him as it relates to that such and such. And then he'll go on a 5-10 minute diatribe about himself. And, you know, we'll expect that I listen, but he doesn't even remember the fact that we were really talking about me. And out of the two of us, I'm the one who doesn't talk all that much. Like, for real, like, for every word that I utter, he utters 500. I ain't lying. I'm telling the God's honest truth. I'm not lying about that. And so I'm, like, left sitting, and I'm just like, oh wow, like either you didn't want to hear what I had to say, you weren't interested in what I had to say, or you don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm left feeling. And so it's like, why am I here? Like, what's going on? Like, what's the point of all of this? Like, I can't get it. I can't make sense of it. It doesn't make sense. And then, so of course that makes me not talk as much, because, you know, why talk? Because it's gonna become a show about him. It's definitely not gonna be about me. And even when I'm expressing that I'm having a bad day, a bad moment, it's just like, oh yeah, whatever, and on with the on. Don't worry about it. Ain't nothing to it. Yada yada yada. I mean, when he's having a bad day, it's a long drawn out thing, right? And I'm there. I'm listening. I'm asking him questions. I'm showing him that I'm interested. And after a while, I said, well, let me stop doing that bullshit, because he's clearly not doing it with me. So I stopped. And when I stopped, that's when he had a problem. Not that he wasn't doing it with me. That wasn't a problem. The problem was that I wasn't doing it with him. Like the ability for him to look outside of himself, it ain't there. It's really not there. And it's affecting me on such a level that, like, it's too hard to process. It's literally too hard to process. And so I actually wrote him a note. I mean, it couldn't be a Dear John letter or a Dear John note, whatever it's called. I don't know if it's a note or a letter, whatever it's called. But it couldn't be that because, you know, my he was living with me. But what I was basically saying in the note was, I'm not me. I'm not the part of me that makes me happy. And a lot about me has changed to be with you. You know, that was basically what I wrote. That was over a year ago? Maybe not. No, it wasn't. It was during the pandemic. So if this is 8, so it was like roughly 8-9 months ago. And my letter was basically saying, without using the words, I didn't explicitly say, we need to break up, we need to move on. But I was implying it all throughout the letter. He wrote it as, oh, you're telling me you love me. No, I'm not. I'm not telling you that at all. I'm telling you that this shit is fucked up and I need space. And I need to get away from you. I need to stop being around you. That's the kind of shit that I said. I need to get away from you. I can't be around you. Being around you is, you smother me. Like, that's the shit that I said. And he took from that I loved him. I don't, what's going on? I mean, yes, I love him. I do love him. But it's not, this is not the type of relationship that I want to have. This is not what I dreamed about when I was 5, 7, 12, 20, 30, 40 years old. This ain't it. This ain't it. I mean, y'all, listen. So we were having a conversation. It was like, you know, early on in the pandemic. Oh, check this out. So not his fault, really not his fault. So we're both teachers. His school had spring break. Pandemic was coming around. So I was like, please, Lord, let him go back to school. Let me have spring break by myself. I just need that, right? If I have that, I can reset and we could be okay. No. His school canceled, which meant that I didn't have a spring break. I spent all of that time with him. And I was like, oh God, like, like I just asked you. I just asked you for some time to myself. I did. I asked you for some time to myself. Oh, shit. That was over a year ago. Or was it? Oh, fuck. I can't remember that shit no more. No, it wasn't over a year ago. That was like, yeah. That wasn't that long. I don't know. I'm getting confused with all this time. Maybe it was over a year ago. That was the beginning. That was two school years ago. Now. Yeah. So that was a long time ago. Fuck. So anyway, it was like he wanted, like, I said, oh, I'm going to the store. Oh, you want me to go with you? No, motherfucker, I'm going to the store. I don't need you to go with me. I just asked you for some time. For, like, you're smothering me. You're smothering me. What don't you understand? I don't get it. Look, listen, let me tell you something. If I decide I want to fly to Chicago, I don't need nobody. I don't need anybody's help to help me schedule a plane ride. I don't. Never have. Right? I purchased a house. I didn't need anyone's help. Purchased cars. Didn't need anyone's help. Moved from one state to the next. Didn't need anyone's help. I mean, there's a whole lot of shit that I did all by myself. This motherfucker can't make a decision without other people's input. Like, it's too much. It's too much. It is literally too much. It's too much. Oh my God. So at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, I was feeling frustrated. So I was just like, let me figure out a different way. Let me give him a project that he could work on. So I asked him, what is it that you want to do, you know, for the rest of your life? Or what's a goal that you want to accomplish? So he said, I want to start a nonprofit that works with inner city students, specifically Black students. I don't remember the specifics, so I don't want to lie about it. But basically, he wanted to work with inner city Black students and give them like some soft skills that they would need in order to be successful in this world, basically. But in order to do that, he wanted to form relationships with schools, yada, yada, yada. And then I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, that's kind of like my way of saying, you know, let me take this time to learn even more about you, right? We got all this extra time together, you know. So, like maybe a week, not even a week later, I ain't lying. It wasn't even a week later. So he turned to me and he said, look, if ever I would be able to get that off the ground, you would have to do X, Y, and Z for me. So I'm sorry. Like, I immediately said, oh, fuck no. I did. In my head, I said, oh, fuck no. That ain't how my mama raised me. My mama raised me, boy, get your fucking lazy ass up and do it yourself. That was it. Every single day, get your lazy ass up and do it yourself. I ain't doing shit for you. You're going to do it for yourself. I'll teach you how to do it the first time. But after that, bitch, I ain't doing shit for you. I mean, you know, I understood. What she was basically saying was she was raising a boy to be a man. I got it. I get it. And so when I look at what is supposed to be my better half, who's basically telling me that he can't do it unless I do it. This is your lifelong goal, your ambition. And you're telling me that you won't even try? The fuck? What this sound like? this don't make no fucking sense. I don't understand it. Honestly, to my core, I don't understand it. This is what I will say. If there's something that I think is hard or difficult, I will ask someone, hey, look, this is something that I need to do. I'm going through it, but I'm having some difficulty understanding this. Can you help me with this? You know what I'm saying? But he basically telling me, you got to do like everything, all the setup. I got to do all the setup. Like, I had to do all the paperwork. I had to communicate with the banks. I had to communicate with the schools. And then he would come in and he would do everything else. Bitch, the fuck? Then that's not your dream. Because it ain't happening. If you waiting on me to do it, it ain't happening. It's not. I'm sorry. You want me to do your dream when I got my own shit that I'm trying to figure out? No, fuck no. It ain't happening like that. And how the fuck am I with somebody who don't have, as my mom would say, no gumption? You ain't got no gumption about yourself. You a lazy motherfucker. That's it. You a lazy motherfucker. What the fuck? How is this possible? You fucking 44 years old, going on 45. I'm 45 right now. He a year behind me. I don't understand this shit. How is this possible? How is this possible? How is this possible? He got two grown kids. Adults. And mad that both of them are relying upon him. Bitch, is what you did. But you can't see it. You can't see it. You can't. It's impossible for you to see it. You don't understand what it is that you're giving to your kids. So therefore, you can't see it. Your kids become you, basically. They become you. So, you know, hey, look. I don't know. I don't get it. Jesus. What I don't want is I don't want to be raising someone. I want someone. What I said. This is what I said. I want someone early on, before we even became a couple. I want someone who's independent. Who will be able to do his own thing. I'm able to do my own thing. And we live our lives doing our own thing separate. When we come together and we understand that we're together, and that's it. Not to say that, you know, it's like a relationship of convenience. That's not what I'm saying. I've been in a relationship where we're living in the same house, and yet because our lives are different, we're living different lives. We're communicating with each other. We know what the other person is doing. When we come home, we talk about our day together. We're helping each other solve each other's problems. But our lives are still separate. They come together when we're together. This motherfucker wants me to help him with everything. Always asking me what I feel, what I think about decisions that he needs to make. Bitch, you make the decision. You ain't asking me about the decisions that I make. I don't need you to help me make my decisions. I don't. I'll tell you, this is what I decided. You feel some kind of way about that? I'm sorry. I told you I was independent and I needed somebody who's independent. I don't want somebody who's dependent. That ain't for me. That ain't for me. He actually gets a little upset when I don't ask him for help. I'm sorry, that's not how I was raised. It's really not. And I don't mean it to be like, you know, I don't want you in my life. No, that's not it. It's more for me, honestly, to my core. This is something I know I need to do. I got this much time to do it. These are my resources. How am I going to make it happen? For me, it's like a game. It's like a puzzle. Can I solve this puzzle? Can I beat it? Can I win? That's the thing for me. And the best game to win is the game that you won all by yourself. That's the best, right? At least for me. I don't know about you, but that's the best for me. So if I win and I did it all by myself, all the more I am all the more happier, right? If I gotta ask somebody for help, I did it. I asked somebody for help. It's not something that I'll ever remember. It's not something that I'll ever look back on and say, oh, wow, I did that shit. That's me. That's just how I was raised. I don't know. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of New Love with DJ Holmes. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to me from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact me directly by emailing DJ Holmes, TRU@gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to DJHolmes@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to New Love.